মিলে পাখিব গৌরঙ্গা গুণেরালি কোথা গেলে পাব গৌরঙ্গা গুণে সেই সবা সঙ্গীরা সঙ্গে ইয়ে কইল বিলা সেই সবা সেই সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কান্দে নরোতম দা সঙ্গ না পায়ে আনিল প্রেম ধান করুণা প্রচুর করুণা হে না প্রভু কোথা গেলা আচার্য হে না প্রভু জয় আচার্য ঠাকুর রঘুনন্দন ঠাকুর শিলা রঘুনন্দন ঠাকুর প্রভুপা প্রভুপা জয় জয় শ্রীল রঘুনন্দন ঠাকুর তিরোভাব মহামহোৎসব কি হি হু ব্রাট the treasure of divine love, and who was filled with compassion and mercy, whereas such a personality as Srila Srinivasacharya Gaon, whereas my Srila Swarup Damodar and Srila Rupa Goswami, whereas Srila Sanatan, whereas Srila Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen, where are my Raghunath Bhatt and Srila Gopal Bhatt? And where is Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where is Lord Gauranga? The great dancer suddenly go. I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga? The reservoir of all wonderful qualities, being unable to obtain the accession of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose accession he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Shri Raghunandan Thakur for a treatment, Srila Mukunda Das I'm trying to translate into English from Hindi, pastime of Srila Raghunandan Thakur. Once Srila Mukundas was called for treatment, then he asked his younger son, Raghunandan, to worship their family deities, Gopinath, offer him Rajbhog. Raghunandan he prepared everything in time. With great devotion and emotion, he got ready everything. Then he offered the bhoga to Gopinath. He remembered the order of his father. He said, make sure that Gopinath accept the offerings. With ringing the bell, little boy prayed to Gopinath Archavigraha. He requested him, please accept the offering. When Raghunandan saw the devotees, the vikras, the offering which he has made, that as it is not touched by the Gopinath. So then Raghunandan started crying. And he was fearful that he was unable to make the deities eat the offering. And his father will get angry at him. Gopinath the Radha Gopinath because he was very anxious that Gopinath should eat, and Gopinath accepted everything which was in the plate and he didn't leave anything behind. When Mukund came back and he asked his son Raghunandan to bring the Mahaprasad of Gopinath, Raghunandan mentioned that Gopinath has ate everything. And he was, Mukund was surprised. He asked his son, again you should offer the bhog to the Gopinath. When second time Raghunandan he offered some laddus to Gopinath, then with very surprise Mukunda was watching, hiding, and he was watching that. Gopinath, he took half laddu only. Mukunda understood that why Gopinath ate the half laddu. Because he has already taken his noon offering and he was not so hungry. While seeing the pure devotion of his son, he understood that my son is so pure and Mukunda, he, you know, felt very, he became very emotional and he embraced the Raghunandan. In the past, in Jagannath Puri, Lord Gaurang Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga asked the Mukunda, whose father and whose son? And Mukunda gave the answer, Raghunandan Nishchit. Actually, Raghunandan is my father. The father is calling son his father because he has Krishna Bhakti before I got. And he has offered the devotion to me also. I became devotee by his grace. I saw the pure devotion. In Krishna Leela, Srila Raghunandan was Kandarp Manjari. And in Chaturvyuh, he is Pradyumna. And his Samadhi is there in the 64 Samadhi Peet. Srila Raghunandan Thakur Tirobha Maha Mahotsavati. So this great Vaishnavas, let's go on. We should pray unto the lotus feet of Srila Raghunandan Thakur that he should bless all of us so that we can also become one day pure devotee. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiriye. Nashtu prāyi shubhadreshu nityam bhāgata sevya bhagavati uttam chaloke bhakti bhakti neshtiki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayana, unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasa, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. So, today, Canto 11, Chapter 11, Text 14. Text 14 and 15, because there's no Nepurpur is there in the 14th chapter. All right. So please repeat. Yasya apum sayu deya vita freed from. Sankalpa, material desire. Prana, of the vital energy. Indriya, the senses. Mana, the mind. Dhyam, end of intelligence. Vrittayaha, the functions. Sa, such a person. Vinirmukta, completely freed. Deha, in the body. Staha, situated. Api, even though. He, certainly, that of the body. Gune, from all of the qualities. Yasya sayur vita sankalpah. Prana indriya mano dhyam. Vrityaha sa vinera mukto devostho apihi tatkune. Mataji's. Translation, please everyone repeat. A person is considered to be completely liberated from the gross and subtle material body when all the functions of his vital energy, senses, mind and intelligence are performed without material desire. Such a person, although situated within the body, is not entangled. Purported by our God brother. Hirdanand Maharaj. The material body and mind are subject to lamentation, illusion, hunger, lust, greed, insanity, frustration, etc. But one who remains active in this world without attachment is considered Vinir Mukta, or completely liberated. The vital energy, senses, mind and intelligence are purified when engaged in the devotional service of Lord Krishna, as confirmed throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vamsame Srimad Bhakti Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deva Gaurava. Dear devotees, what is mentioned here in this verse and the purport, this is the purpose of life. As it is mentioned here that the material body and mind are subject to lamentation, illusion, hunger, lust, greed, insanity, frustration. The material body and mind also. Mind, when it is not purified, it's one's greatest enemy. And when it is purified, then it becomes one's greatest friend. Though mind is subtle, but if one is busy in materialistic activities, concerned to this body, then mind is material. Mind is unclean. So, what one who remains active in this world without attachment is considered Vinir Mukta. We have to do so many things in this material world, but we should not be attached to anything. Why? Because we are not from this material world, and we are not these material bodies. These material bodies are given to us according to our karma. Due to karma, go to Narka. Someone is given white body, someone black, someone brown, men, women, very rich man, poor man, it's our karma. This body is not the self. Though this body is of temporary nature, but this body can deliver us the greatest benefit. That's why Prahlad Maharaj recommend, and this is the recommendation of Vedic culture also, that one should take to the process of Krishna consciousness from the age of 5, not later than 5. Prahlad Maharaj used to say that, Kaumar acharte pragyo dharman bhagavatanihi. One should take to this process of Krishna consciousness from the age of Kaumar, means 5 years. Prahlad Maharaj happened to appear in a family of asuras, demonic family, and his classmate, his friends were also demoniac. Whenever Prahlad Maharaj teachers go out of the classroom, Shand and Amark, they were the sons of Shukracharya. Prahlad Maharaj will make his classmates chant and dance. So then his classmate used to question, Prahlad, this is our time to study and play. We will become devotee when we will grow old. The Prahlad Maharaj said, no. One should take to this process of Krishna consciousness from the age of 5, not later than 5. Though this body is temporary like other bodies, there are 8 million 400,000 different species of life. This body is temporary, all the species are temporary. But this body can deliver us the greatest benefit. What is that greatest benefit? That benefit is, we can approach the supreme destination. We can return to our real home, back to Godhead, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. No birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no fighting, no backbiting, and plus no dirty politics. And you know one thing, in the spiritual world there is no time. Here we are worried for a time. Oh, time is finished now. But in the spiritual world there is no time. That is our real home. And we came to this body because of my nefarious nature, because I wanted to enjoy independent of my father Krishna. So Krishna is so kind, so merciful. With our crippled mind, we can't imagine the mercy of Krishna. Krishna is extremely merciful, very, very merciful. His mercy, when Putana came to kill Krishna, he was a little baby that time. She came to kill Krishna by smearing her breast with the poison. This little Krishna will suck my breast and he will die. So Krishna sucked her breast and same time he sucked her life here also. Now she is horrified. Before she has assumed a very beautiful body, look like that she is the goddess of fortune, has come from the spiritual world down to the earth. When Lord Krishna started sucking her life here also, she started shouting, give me up, I don't want. Krishna said, to whom once I catch, I don't even give him up. I don't give him up. So Krishna sucked her life here also, and she assumed her original form, very big, described 8 miles, broke the so many trees and fell down there. And little Krishna's playing on the breast of Putana. You know the mercy of Krishna, what he did? I will read this beautiful verse. It's Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 5th chapter. 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, 23rd verse. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jighanam saya payayat api asadbhi labhe gatim dhatari उचितं ततो अन्यं किं वा दयालुं शरणं व्रजेयम्. This is shlok by Uddhava to Vidura. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she demon Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. So this is the mercy of Krishna. She came to kill Krishna, but Krishna, you know, sucked her breast. Oh, she is my mother. He gave her her abode like Mother Devaki got, so Putana also got that. So, where we are wandering here in this material world? What is there? Nothing else. It's a waste of time. We should all come to the shelter of Krishna and worship him. with love and devotion. Dedicate everything to Him. Actually, nothing belongs to us. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked this question by one person, Swamiji, you gave everything to this society. What was the answer of Srila Prabhupada? Yes, I gave everything. He didn't say that. He said, what was mine which I gave? Nothing was mine. I came with folded hands. I will leave with open hands. Everything belongs to Krishna. So out of ignorance we think this thing belongs to me, I and my. I and my is the bondage. Actually nothing belongs to us. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagtapsam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the owner, controller and enjoyer of all the planetary system. Everything belongs to me. Before I was born, everything was there. When I took birth, I started claiming proprietorship. This is mine, this is mine. What is mine? Nothing is mine. Before my birth, everything was there. Now it is there. When I will leave, still everything will stay there. But out of ignorance, I have become the owner. Owner is Krishna. Bhokta Ram Jagtapsam Swargalokam Haishwaram. I am the owner, controller and enjoyer of all the planetary system. Nothing belongs to us. But one who is a devotee like Srila Prabhupada, he has this understanding. But a person like me, who is with a polluted consciousness, whose mind is not clean, he thinks, I and my. This is the gross ignorance. So we can get out of this gross ignorance by becoming a devotee of Krishna. By coming to the shelter of Krishna through Srila Prabhupada and the parampara. Not directly one can go to Krishna. Krishna has explained, evam parampara praptam imam raja shayo vidu sakali namahatva yoga nashta parantapa. The knowledge of Bhagavad Gita which I am giving you, it was coming in a disciplic succession. But because of a long time, this succession is broken. Bhaktosi sakacheti, you are my devotee and friend. I am giving this most confidence and knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So, Srila Prabhupada is a bona fide representative and he has given us this Krishna consciousness. Though we were lost in this material world, we were lost in the sense gratification. We were lost in taking the drugs, but he changed us. He gave us this Krishna consciousness. He is a very much bona fide representative of Krishna. For generation to come, we need to take shelter of him. We need his mercy, then we can go further. If I push him away and try to put myself in the forefront, then that will be my ignorance and destruction. Because that's why Prabhupada wrote the founder charya of ISKCON. ISKCON is founded by him with from scraps. No friends, no money. He started preaching in the from the park where all the bums comes. Bums used as people come and sit in the park. Those who don't do anything. He changed those bums into devotees. This is the greatness of a Mahabharat Vaishnava. This shows his authenticity, that how authentic he is and how great he is. Lord Gauranga, he turned the animals into devotees when he was passing through the forest of Jharkhand. But his pure representative turned hippies into happies. Hippies were lost, you know, they didn't know what to do and what not to do. And he's not the choice to preach to anybody else because no friends, no money, where to go. So he started his preaching because he was so potent. His preaching was so potent, they start preaching to the, you know, hippies in the park, Tompkins Cure Park. Then they were, you know, affected by his preaching. And whole world was affected by his preaching. With one person, he sent them in different places, open up the centers, one to Montreal, one to Seattle, one to San Francisco, one to London, all over. And we need his shelter, we need his mercy. And if he's pleased, like Bhadra Prabhu was telling me, that Mother Anang Manjari, she was serving Srila Prabhupada's sister, Pichima, in her last days. So Pichima mentioned to her, don't think that Prabhupada is gone, he's here. He's here. She said, because Prabhupada mentioned once that my sister is a pure devotee. And Pichima was a pure devotee. And she had a great respect for Srila Prabhupada. She would come to see Prabhupada and pay her obeisance to him. And Prabhupada is here. We should not think that he's no more, he's gone. He's here. And we should be ready to take his help. He will help us. We have such experiences in our place that he helps the devotees. Comes in their dream, tell them to do certain things. There's one man who gives fruit. He's a fruit merchant. He gives a lot of fruit to the temple. Apples are the different fruits. So he's a very generous person. So Prabhupada came in his dream and told him that my birthday is coming. You take one box of plums to Udhumpur. My birthday is coming and I stay there. And he sent one box of plums because Swamiji ordered me in that dream. He encouraged this person that you are very generous. I am accepting your service. So Srila Prabhupada will help and he will guide us even now. We should not think he is gone, he is there. Like Krishna is there in deity form, he is there also in deity form. Krishna's pure devotees are like Krishna. Hari na jan hari jeva, we say in, sing in the morning, Sakshad Hari Tvena Samastha Shastri. He is like Hari Krishna. So, he will help us and we have to completely, one has to be completely liberated without attachment. But one who remains active in the world without attachment is considered binirmuktva, are completely liberated. The vital energy, senses, mind and intelligence are purified when engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, as confirmed throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, devotional service to the Lord, which will purify us, should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Save pamso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshale ahaituki apratiyata yayatma suprasiddhati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. No motivation. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service. This is the supreme occupation unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Srila Suta Goswami talking to the sages of Naimisharanya. If by performing devotion, if I took some remuneration, which Prabhupada has, you know, completely, you know, stop, no remuneration, then that is not devotion. Shudra. Shudra takes some remuneration of service. We have to become better than Brahman. Brahman also, you know, Vaishnava means better than the Brahman. And anyone can be Vaishnava. There's no question of caste, color and creed. This is TKG's Diaries, April 28, page number 16. Srila Prabhupada spoke very strongly about our society, not existing for the purpose of sense gratification. This was in connection with paying salaries to devotees and supplying special facilities for Krishnas. Srila Prabhupada stressed that Krishna consciousness meant Vairagya. One who was not interested yet in developing Vairagya could not be maintained by the society. Otherwise, the whole institution would become weakened. If Grihasthas were rendering essential service, the temple could provide living facilities. But they had to work voluntarily, not for salaries. For salary means Shudra. Krishna doesn't like the service of Shudra. He likes the service of Vaishnavas. Like Raghunandan Thakur, little boy born Vaishnava, and Lord Asi's father, Mukunda. Whose father, whose son? He said, his father, I am son. He came to Krishna consciousness before I came. He has so much devotion. Father asked me, make sure that Gopinath eats. And he, Gopinath doesn't eat anything. And he is very unhappy. Lord saying his devotion, he ate everything. From the plate, didn't leave anything behind. So then father asked, where is the Mahaprasad? Gopinath ate everything. Such a great soul is very dear. And we have to follow the footsteps of all these great personalities, great souls. When we engage in devotional service of the Lord Krishna, as confirmed throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is referring Srimad Bhagavatam. The shloka which I read is also from Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotional service to the Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Then definitely that devotee is going to return back home, back to Godhead. Actually, we are not supposed to do anything here because we are not from here. But I am put here because of my nonsense. Because I wanted to enjoy independence of my Lord, Sri Krishna. That's why I came here. Now, I don't have to make permanent home in a temporary situation, but I have to get out of here by becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. I don't want anything. I just want to serve you, my Lord. No motivation, no interruption. But if we are after money, or if we are after a beautiful woman, then that is very unfortunate on my part. Because this money and woman, they are going to stay back when I will leave this world. If I haven't performed pure devotion, what is going to go with me? Nothing. So we should be after pure devotion, which is the gift of Srila Prabhupada to the whole world. And be happy by performing pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question or comments anybody has? Raise your hand if you have any. Any Mataji? Huh? Material and the subtle body. A person is considered to be completely liberated from the gross and subtle material bodies. You know, this is a gross body and subtle is mind. Subtle. Mind, intelligence and false ego, they are subtle. And subtle material bodies, when all the functions of is vital energy, senses, mind and intelligence are performed without material desire. When there is no material desire, they are purified. Such a person, although situated within the body, is not entangled. Is not entangled.
Is that like a bhava
stage? Say again?
Is that like a bhava
stage? Is it like a bhava stage? Yeah, that stage, yeah. Like Prabhupada was in always mahabhava. Always in bhava. Always thinking of Krishna. Always thinking to save the fallen souls. But with this kind of situation, definitely bhava is going to be there. Because he has no material desire. What is that?
On Sunday feast, the end of the class, you read something. The Bhanga Guru wants to know where he is read from.
I don't remember what I did. I read.
A sheet of paper. You read from a sheet of paper. What was it called? From a sheet of paper.
Now I remember. It's from the Prabhupada books, you know. It is from Prabhupada.
But he wants to know where,
so he could read again.
He could read again. This was quoted by Mahanidhi Swami. Mahanidhi Swami has quoted in his book. We got this from his book. Yes.
Hari Bol Maharaj, very nice. So, you said that, we're not these bodies, but yet the body is the most important tool to take us out of this situation.
So what is the question?
Well, like, the emphasis sometimes must be that, you know, we're just a spirit and we should not put importance to the body. But yet we see that the body is the most important tool to take us out of here.
You know, you should put the importance to the body as long as you won't get entangled with your body. Don't become attached to your body. Put the importance to your body. This body, I touch this point you are making. In the connection with Prahlad Maharaj and he is too. I touched this point.
Yes.
And Prahlad Maharaj said, this body, though it's of temporary nature, but it can deliver us the greatest benefit, we can return back home, back to Godhead. So we should become devotee from the age of 5. Kaumar achatya prakyo. Though this is temporary, but useful. This, we are not supposed to use this body for sense enjoyment. Eat or drink and be merry. This should be, it must be used for the pleasure of Krishna, Guru Gaurang and Krishna, for their service. Understand? Thank you.
Hare Baba. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Any other question, comments? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prana Govinda.